Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
All relationships require some work if you want them to last and be really high quality. But are you mindful in your relationships, or do you just go through the motions? My guest today is Dr. Ramani Durvasula. She's a licensed clinical psychologist in private practice in Santa Monica, California. Welcome to the show, Dr. Durvasula. So let's talk about mindfulness. You and I were just talking off the air about multitasking and not being mindful and not giving your spouse or loved one that true attention that they need or that we all need. What can we do to be more mindful in our relationships?
I mean, I think mindfulness is a game changer for relationships. And so one of the key pieces to being mindful is, number one, stop trying to do so much multitasking. We are in a world where everybody's trying to do 20 things at once, and technology often makes us believe we can, that we can stir the soup, check our Facebook, attend to the children, and attend to our spouse. And in essence, what you're probably doing is burning the soup, forget about Facebook, not really helping the kids, and ignoring the spouse. And so it really does mean taking very deliberate moments in the day and paying attention to your relationship. It can be a phone call. It can honestly be a text message. But when you're live, it really means putting everything down for a minute and listening to your partner, being curious, carrying on in the day-to-day, like what happened yesterday with that person at work. We take our partners for granted because we always assume they're going to be there. And unfortunately, mindlessness often leads to carelessness, and carelessness is a death knell for a relationship.
It sure is. Now, what can we do? How do we put aside all of those other things? And you and I were discussing women, we multitask, we have so many things to do. And so maybe we're not giving our kids. And when we talk about relationships, Dr. Ramani, we could be talking about our relationships not only with our loved ones, our spouses, but with our children.
Absolutely.
Or our siblings or our girlfriends or whatever.
Yes.
It all has to be in the moment. It has to be present. It has to be part of what you're doing right at that time. How do we do that? How do we put all that other crap aside and focus on one thing at once?
Well, number one is what I call good relationship hygiene. You know, I mean, you have many, many guests, Melanie, you talk about brushing teeth and exercising and getting enough sleep. Those are all parts of good health hygiene. Well, then there's good relationship hygiene. And so just like we would not think about going through our day without brushing our teeth, at least I hope not, it's about taking that moment, just like you do to brush your teeth, to pay attention to those close to you, whether that is your partner or whether that is your children, a friend, a family member. It's really, again, we are able to build time into life for other things. Some people are religious about taking their daily run, but yet, it's been weeks since they've really stopped and said to their partner, let's just power down for a minute and you tell me how you're doing. I mean, if you can make time for the run or brushing your teeth or taking your shower, you can also make time for your partner. So I think part of it is I refuse to listen to people say, well, I don't have time for that. Of course you do. You have time for other things. So I think one is to make the time. You know, the other is to make it a daily practice, that it's not something that you do once a week, that every single day you make sure you've done it. And it's sad because so many people don't do it, so they almost have to start making it part of it. Even if I hate to say it, with my clients who are having the most trouble with this, I say, please set an alarm, usually for later in the day, 3 or 4 p.m. And if you haven't had that moment with your partner, make sure you figure out a way to do it, whether it's by phone, whether you're going to create some time in the evening or with your children or whatever. With children more than anyone else, powering down is huge, because not only does it mean you're present, it also means that you're teaching them good relationship hygiene. You're teaching them that being with another person means putting the devices down and looking them in their eyes. Our children are learning this from us now, and they're taking these skills into adulthood.
I completely agree with you. And one thing I've worked on with my kids has always been that when they meet somebody or see somebody, they shake their hand, they look that person in the eye.
Yes.
They say, hi, it's nice to see you again, and say their name, or nice to meet you and say their name.
Yep.
And it's about being in that moment. It's about, and actually some of it's about manners too. When you're in a relationship, you have to really give the person the common courtesy to give them your time of day.
Yes, and I mean, I think when we put it as manners, people kind of wrinkle their nose saying, well, that's also formal. My relationship is the place I can put my hair down. Again, yes, of course it's the place you can put your hair down, but it's also not the place to become careless. And just like any of us who have any bad habits, we eat the ice cream on the couch after a long day, we I don't know, we get that donut at 4 p.m., whatever our bad habits are, we know that the only way to change those is mindfulness as well. It's the same thing here, but the payoff is much more important. We're talking about another human being's feelings. And I tell people, you will be shocked at how quickly this will sort of charge up your relationship again, because there's nothing a person likes more than actually being paid attention to, especially by the people that they love. I mean, the payoff on this is almost instantaneous, unlike a lot of other health recommendations that are put out there.
So how do we start?
What do you want us to do?
You've talked about looking in the eyes and putting this and the hygiene, the relationship hygiene, putting that stuff away. If you're not used to all this stuff, do you say to your spouse or loved one, okay, I want us to be mindful, and I want us to, are there any sort of things we can practice?
Yes, there are.
Tips.
One is, number one, out the gate, and I think all of your listeners can do this starting today, is have a daily moment of gratitude with your partner. Your partner likely got something right today, and it may be the smallest thing in the world. I don't care what it is. This is how we shape behavior in kids, you know? They may set the table, you know, and say, gosh, thank you so much for setting the table. But hopefully it's not always that trivial. It's, you know, I sometimes it could be as simple as, I just want to tell you how grateful I am you are in my life. For a minute, your partner might think you're drunk and look at you funny, but then they're going to realize you mean it. And I have to tell you, more than once, I've had couples I work with do this, or people, individuals I've worked with do this with a partner. More than once, the other person started crying. And it speaks to the profundity of such a simple kind of an intervention. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you. And this could, I mean, listen, if they're far away or they're not right in the house, you can do it by phone, you can do it by Skype, however you want to get in touch with them. But let them know, if they're still in your life, and I'm assuming then hopefully at some level the relationship is working, then let them know. And then start extending that to other people. But with your partner, every day, find that moment. Another thing that you can also do, and a great mindful tool in relationships, is find something you can do more days than not that might make their lives a little easier. Have the two cups of coffee out on the counter in the morning. Take the trash out because she hates doing that particular task. Say, hey, you know what? Go ahead and sleep in that extra 20 minutes. I'm taking the kids in this morning because you can. So it's those little tiny things. People do not need 3 dozen roses and a diamond ring. What they really want is for you to take out the trash and do the little thing, you know, run the laundry and have it all folded and put away. Whatever it is in your family that's the stuff that kind of irritates you, take it on and don't make a big deal about it. Say, hey, look at me.
Yeah, don't be looking for a big old thank you. You're doing it altruistically.
And then give them a kiss afterwards. These are such tiny fixes. And yet they can literally turn the course of a relationship because you're saying, you matter to me. Sit.
I think that's great advice. My parents were married for 54 years, and I used to notice that they did that sort of thing, and little things and little touches, little looks, even with 6 kids and 3 foster kids.
Yes.
They still made the time to do that, and it was such a big part of their relationship now in just the last 30 or 40 seconds. Dr. Devasula, give us your best advice for mindfulness in our relationships.
My best advice is every day, once a day, let the people closest to you know that you're grateful for them. Do something kind for them. Reach out to them and just let them know how important they are. They are more important to you than any exercise or sleep or anything you're doing. They're a gift. Let them know that, because a lot of us tend to forget. There's nothing greater than hearing that once a day.
I agree with you. There really isn't, and it can do so much for the self-esteem of your loved ones, your kids, your spouses, whatever it is. So it is so important. We just have to be a little more mindful and maybe even just a little bit nicer to each other. This is Melanie Cole, and you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well.